Welcome to Inner Glow, a sacred space where we embark on a journey of self-discovery and inner growth. Today, we're diving into a topic that touches the hearts of us all, quieting the mind and taming mind chatter. In a world filled with chaos, finding inner peace is akin to discovering a hidden treasure. So, let's dive right in and embark on this nurturing journey together. First, let's take a look at embracing the present moment. In our fast-paced lives, it's easy to get swept away in a whirlwind of thoughts and activities. Picture this. You're finally out for a long-awaited dinner date with your closest friends. The ambience is perfect, the food is delicious, and laughter fills the air. But even in this cherished moment, your mind races with thoughts about looming deadlines at work, planning your partner's upcoming birthday, and whether the kids are okay at home. It's like your thoughts are competing with your attention. Your thoughts are competing for your attention. Each one wanting to be at the spotlight. As a 31-year-old mom, sister, daughter, partner, friend, and a business owner, I've experienced this too. We all have though. But remember, these thoughts take us out of what is real. What is real is what is presently happening in the now. Quieting the mind begins with embracing the present moment. Take a deep breath and be fully present right here, right now. What exactly is mind chatter? In yoga philosophy, the Sanskrit term is citta vritti. It is the way in which our minds are like a bustling marketplace filled with thoughts and emotions, constantly vying for our attention. This mind chatter is something each of us experiences. Rather than pushing it away, let's approach these thoughts and emotions with the same love and compassion we extend to members of our tribe. But how do we become aware in the moments when mind chatter takes over? We cultivate mindfulness. Mindfulness is a trusted companion on this path. It's about becoming an observer of your thoughts without getting lost in them. To start, consider incorporating small mindfulness practices into your daily routine, such as focusing on your breath or meditating, taking time to fully enjoy your meal during lunch, or journaling before bed. With time, you'll find it easier to navigate the flow of thoughts with grace. A bit more about practicing meditation. This practice has been proven time and time again to help, and I swear by it. But of course, you need to know what meditation may be. Meditation, dear listeners, is like a gentle embrace for your soul. It's your opportunity to sit in stillness and listen to the wisdom within. Sitting with yourself and tuning in is a great place to start. It does not have to be 30 minutes or an hour. We can start with just sitting for 1 minute, simply by tuning into your breath. Begin with just a few minutes each day and gradually extend the duration. Through meditation, you can become the captain of your thoughts, guiding them through the calm waters of your mind. Connecting with nature. How often do you do it? Be honest. Let me tell you, when they said go outside and touch some grass, I was with it. Amidst our digital lives, the call of nature often goes unnoticed. Yet, nature holds the power to soothe your soul and quiet your mind. Whether it's a stroll in the forest, a dip in the lake, or a moment in your local park, please let the sun and some breeze touch your skin, and I promise you, you'll feel the difference instantly. Connecting with nature is truly like a warm embrace for your soul. Okay, so let's circle back to what I recommended earlier on about taking time to sit with yourself. If you could, do it in silence. Embrace the power of silence. In a world filled with noise, silence is a precious gem. Don't get me wrong, it can seem like a scary place at first, especially when the mind is flooded with noise coming from the inside and outside world. For me, when my kids are silent, I instantaneously check in on them, because why are they so quiet and what did they do? But even with that, sometimes they're just chilling in their own world, minding their business. And again, that shows that there was nothing to worry about. And my mind was doing that thing where we think up situations that aren't necessarily true. Create moments of silence in your life. It could be a few moments of reflection or a silent meditation practice. In these quiet spaces, you'll uncover profound insights and connect with your true self. As we conclude on our journey together, remember that the path to inner peace is a lifelong expedition. Quieting the mind and taming mind chatter is a practice of nurturing your inner sanctuary. Thank you for joining us on Inner Glow, where we nurture the radiant glow within. Until we meet again, take a deep breath, embrace the present moment, and continue to shine brightly.